In addition to punishment, prison time can also be about rehabilitation, as it is for a group of women inmates in Tennessee who just graduated from Lipscomb University, a private liberal arts college. Julieta Martinelli from member station WPLN attended their ceremony.
In many ways, this feels like any graduation. Bright purple curtains with Lipscomb University's logo adorn a stage in a gym. Graduates in black caps and gowns chat excitedly. But it's not quite the same. Their family and friends wait in line to go through a security check. They stand barefoot while their shoes and items are passed through a scanner. They can't bring in balloons or flowers or even a camera to record the special moment. But for the graduates, it won't matter. They're proud of their education.
The first degree I earned in 2013 was an associate's degree, and now a Lipscomb graduate with a bachelor's degree.
That's Donna. Almost 60 years old, she walks with a cane due to health issues. We're not using her last name because the Department of Correction didn't give permission. Donna is serving a life sentence for murder. She has spent close to 2 decades behind bars and will likely spend the rest of her life here.
You have to remember, I'm a criminal. A lot of people in society, that's all they'll remember.
First, there was a prison book club and then an associate's program. There was no plan for bachelor degrees in prison, but Richard Good, a Lipscomb history professor and the program's founder, believed the women could go further. So he started the program in 2007.
We could have never imagined that it would reach this level. You know, we've seen the program grow over the years, but really the growth is measured in the students themselves.
Though higher education initiatives were once prevalent in prisons, Lipscomb's bachelor program is now one of only a handful in the U.S. Most lost funding in 1994 when inmates were blocked from receiving Pell Grants. Those that remained were mostly privately funded. An Obama-era pilot program, which set aside just 1% of the Pell Grant budget for prisoners, is now in its second year, though its future is still uncertain. A 2013 RAND study found that inmates who received any type of education were 43% less likely to return to prison. Bianca Van Hadorn is Director of Educational Initiatives at John Jay College's Prisoner Reentry Institute in New York. She says inmates who have access to education are more likely to find work and less likely to reoffend, because education does more than give them something to do.
We paint people as criminals, and that's all they'll ever be. One of the most powerful things is about the change in perception. One thing that higher ed does is help to produce an identity shift from inmate or criminal to that of student and thinker.
Back at the Tennessee Prison for Women, the graduates on average score higher than the university's traditional students. And that's without access to the internet and with only 3 hours of instruction once a week. A 4-year degree can take more than 10 years in here. But Donna says time is the one thing she has.
It doesn't matter that the state says I'll be here till I die. There are people who won't. And if nobody's here to show them the right way in which to go, they'll keep coming back here.
Donna says she'd like to get her master's next, if that ever becomes available, and hopes to become a prison counselor. Her goal? To keep young women from coming back. She'll never be able to put her past behind her, and the family she hurt won't either. But she says at least she can try and keep others from making the same mistake as she did. For Here and Now, I'm Julieta Martinelli in Nashville.